Something else has been announced in the last couple of days is there's this wonderful event that's going to be happening around a week before Christmas. It's a Star Wars premiere here on the Isle of Wight. It should be big news. It's going to be big news, no doubt about it. And here to tell us all about it is John Irvine from Wight Fibre. Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Now, this is an exciting thing, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's all for charity to raise money for UKSA. So, yes.
I mean, it's happening a day before the actual movie comes out, isn't it? Is that right?
No, on the same day.
On the same day.
So it took months and months of discussions with through Cineworld, who have to go all the way to the top to Lucasfilms to get permission. And there's one national premiere on Leicester Square the night before. And then this is a charity premiere on the same day the movie comes out.
So how much effort went into, you know, getting this here on the Isle of Wight? There must have been hundreds of emails and phone calls.
I think Cineworld did all the work. We just pestered them and bless them, they did a great job and came through with the goods.
So it's going to happen in December, and there is obviously there's a charity theme going through this. You're going to try and raise as much money for tell us about the charity.
Yeah, so UKSA it's an island charity that I'm sure most people will have heard of, but perhaps not so familiar with all the very good work that it does. So Wight Fibre has supported UKSA as our company charity for 4 or 5 years now. And I think the hidden side of it, there's been this big program in the last year of getting all Ireland Year 6 pupils on the water, so every single Year 6 pupil in the Isle of Wight in 2015 has been down to UKSA and gotten out onto the water in some form or another. But they also have this whole youth program around disadvantaged young people, so like unemployed, ex-offenders, people for whom the education system hasn't really worked here in the island. And 70% of the people who join that program that's run by UKSA go on to either a proper further education course or into employment, compared with the national average of 24% for programs like that. So it's a really, really great program, and we're really pleased to be raising some money for them through this Star Wars event.
I've got to be honest, John, we hear from UKSA a number of times they come in, and the work that they do is outstanding, and you're probably right, they don't get the recognition that they should get, and that's a wonderful achievement to get every Year 6 student on the water.
Yeah, it's been a big program last year, and hoping to run it again next year.
Now, how are we raising money? It's an auction, isn't it?
Few things happen. I mean, the charity event itself is by invitation, so there'll be invitations will be going out, and people will be invited to make donations. And then on the night, there's an auction just of a few items. But we've got Rex Gully from HRD Auctioneers coming along to do make the auction a bit more professional. And you know, a few prizes there. Liz Earle have given us a really nice collection of products. But we've got a framed film cell, 35-meter film cell, from the Star Wars A New Hope movie, which was the first of the new Star Wars movies, with a certificate of authenticity and everything. So actually, something quite special. Rob DeBank's given us some festival tickets. A few other things in the pipeline. So that auction will be on the night, in the cinema.
Okay, so I know there's people out there, and I think, how do I get an invitation? How nice do we have to be to you to get an invitation?
That's a tough question. The best way, there's going to be lots of ways of, if you like, winning tickets to the premiere. So if you right now go to isleofwightspeedtest.com, which is a broadband speed test website, do a speed test, fill in your details, you go into a prize draw. So there's a pair of tickets up for grabs there. There'll be other competitions around the place, and I guess we could give Vectis Radio a pair of tickets.
Wow.
To give away as a prize if you want to run a little competition.
Love
around
to.
That. Should
Love
have thought
to.
Of that before we turned the mics on, shouldn't we?
What a great idea you just had. So that address is, it's www.isleofwightspeedtest.com.
Yes.
And they send it back to where?
Well, it goes, you don't send it anywhere. You just type your, put your email address in when you're doing the speed test.
Right.
And then we'll get all those email addresses and pull them out of a hat.
Okay, that's that sounds easy enough, doesn't it? We can do that. So this is happening on the 17th of December. It's a Thursday. It's a charity premiere. It's at Cineworld. We haven't touched on the film yet. And I know, you know, because we were talking before, and, you know, I said, I let slip that I'd watched Star Wars for the first time 11 days ago, aged 50, and I'm into it now, but I'm watching it all back to front.
Just not in touch with the audience, are you? You must be the only person on the Isle of Wight that hasn't watched Star Wars.
Well, strangely enough, we did a little test.
Or the only 50-year-old.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. We did a little test the other day, and the majority of people knew everything there was about Star Wars, and they were excited about it. And I kind of felt a little bit alone, but I've seen two now, and I'm really into it. And there's two things in there that I really, really, obviously the line, I am not your father, which was a great line, but I love the thing that Harrison Ford is going down to what seemingly maybe is death, and the lady in the film says, I love you, and he says, I know. I just thought that was a great line. That's hooked me in. I can't wait for the next one. But this is number 7 that we're going to see.
I'm not an expert. I think it's number 7. It might be... I might have read something that it's 4.5 in between a couple of the previous episodes. I'm not sure. I tell you what, I've just started watching all 6 of them in the right order because they came out, you know, 4, 5, 6 came out in the 70s, 80s, then 1, 2, 3 in the last 10 years or so. So I just sat down last night. I'm going to watch them in the right order so that I'm ready for episode 7 coming up in on the 17th of December.
There is Star Wars fever out there, and it's starting to grip the Mac household.
Starting to build. If you thought James Bond was big a couple of weeks ago, I think Star Wars is going to be, you know, even bigger.
Now, do we get dressed up on the night? Do we, you know, can I wear a, you know, an outfit?
You can if you want. We've got we'll have a whole bunch of stormtroopers there. There might even be a Darth Vader and. The odd Princess Leia, who knows? But there's also going to be a racing pod, full-size replica racing pod there in the foyer of Cineworld.
Wow!
That's just going to add a little bit to the fever on the night.
This is a really big deal, isn't it? This is huge.
We're trying to make it. It's a bit of fun, and it's all about raising money for UKSA.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with that, and I hope it goes really well. If there's anything we can help you with by way of promoting, I mean, that's, you know, just shout. The event will see 190 specially invited guests attending, including a number of VIP guests and dignitaries. And we've got to mention Liz Earle, because there was a hamper, a Liz Earle hamper of beauty products, kindly donated by Liz Earle, and a load of other stuff as well. Yeah. And it's just going to be an amazing night. And what a great way to virtually end the year.
Because it is. It's the weekend... It's the weekend before Christmas when everyone's normally run ragged getting things ready for Christmas. But I think this year most people are going to be going to the cinema to see Star Wars.
Definitely. Well, I've already penciled it in, so, you know, even if I don't get an invite, I'll be going there at some point because I would have seen them probably all in, you know, backside about face, wrong way around and all that. Mm-hmm. But we'll get there. We'll get there.
I'm sure we can get you an invite. Or maybe you could go and do a speed test. And win one.
I'm waiting for you to go so I can do that, John. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with it.
Thank you.